Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we're semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm mwah, Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens, Season 1 Rewind.
The Rewind.
We could probably get music, but...
No, I love us just doing that sound.
Yeah? Do you like that?
I think that should be a through line for the other episodes. We go...
How are you?
I'm so good.
It's good.
We're on the heels of our, semi-qualified Queens live tour. We're doing that right now. And are you sick of me yet, Juice?
Honestly, no.
Really?
You're a great house guest.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I try.
Like, if you were a nightmare house guest, I'd be like, I need you out of my house.
Could you imagine?
You know? But you're easy. You just sit in the basement, do your thing.
Yeah.
No complaints.
No. I just keep it chill.
It's easy. I find, like, hard house guests are ones who, like, are very particular.
Yes.
The things they need. And I've been lucky to never have a bad house guest so far. Yeah.
No, you ask like, this cool for dinner? And I'm like, duh, you're cooking dinner.
You're feeding me.
You're literally feeding me.
Like you and the girlfriend experience have both been like great house guests. Yeah.
It's our German upbringing.
Yeah. Like she was like a house cat. She would just like.
See? Nod from Anthony.
She would just lounge nude around the house and it was fabulous. Yes. She'd sleep in all day. You know?
The sleeping.
You organize my shoes.
Well, shoes should go in the shoe section, you know? Then you know where your shoes are. I was like, oh, I'm just going to.
Oh, these are in the wrong spot.
And then my other fun little hunt was getting the sticker balls from your wig tape or your wig double-sided glue. Juice likes to post-drag, just take them and mash them into balls and then leave them throughout her entire basement. And so it was like an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, they're like little fun things to
find. I would find one and I just go, oh, well, that should go in the garbage. So I'm just gonna put that in the garbage.
Just gonna throw that away.
I'm just gonna throw that out because that's literal garbage.
Maybe you aren't a good host guest.
No, I am. I'm fabulous. I honestly don't mind. I just see it and I'm like, then I won't lose my stuff. Because if I don't like have like, it's kind of OCD I'm finding. Mm-hmm. I'm realizing I'm more OCD than I thought on this visit. I just like things being organized. So then I know where my stuff goes. Otherwise I lose it. I'm like a scattered brain. I'm like a squirrel with their nuts. Where'd my nuts go?
Mine are inside.
Oh, samesies.
Right in there. What's so funny? We're in full drag. You can really only see like our hips up yet still tucked.
I know. We could RuPaul it right now.
I don't know why I'm wearing pants. Or I'm not wearing sweatpants.
But maybe the wide picks it up.
Oh, the wide picks it up.
We're doing it for the wide.
Okay,
Juice.
Fabulous. Always do it for the wide.
Do it for the wide.
Size queen.
But how are you?
I'm really good. Yeah. We're about halfway done the tour right now.
And same answer. Because we're living the same life.
Because we're living the exact same life. but we're halfway through the tour right now. We had a very interesting experience in all of the cities.
They've been so different. This is my favorite thing about tour, is that every single show is different. Adelaide Hall, sold out, double feature with Marina Summers. It was like probably one of the most fun nights on this podcast tour.
It was the best show we've had.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, do I have a little?
Just a little on that one too.
Yeah. Let me see. It's that House of Labs. Good now?
No, you're good.
Okay, cool. My giant teeth.
and they're not from Turkey either.
They're not.
Those are hers.
They're mine. We went from Adelaide Hall, sold out, to Windsor, Ontario.
Special.
What was the venue again? I said
it was the Sportsman's Club.
Sportsman's Club.
So it was essentially what's it called?
A legion.
A legion. Basically like, it was basically like a legion. So,
just vastly different.
Vastly different.
The very next night. It was okay.
Yeah. With a very, polite crowd.
Yeah. You were saying Windsor can just be a bit more reserved.
It's either here or there. It's either they're drunk and rowdy and like clawing at the walls or they're just like quietly enjoying the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we want to get into our drama of what happened at the show or no?
Yes. Oh my God.
Okay.
I will drag that man till the day I die.
So we had some drama before this show started.
I hate him.
These shows have been all ages with parental advisory. So basically, if your parental guardian comes with you, it's okay that you're not over 19. But this particular Sportsman's Club right now, the kitchen is under renovation. So there's no food being served. Ergo, it's only a bar. And therefore, children can't be there. And we had one ticket holder that was under 19.
Yes. And, like, we would have been fine to handle it, like, easily. But the guy who basically was telling us that we couldn't have this person in was so aggressive.
He came in very hot.
He came in hot. He came in ready to fight. And I find in Windsor, it's like you immediately go to the negative. And I was in my hometown. So then I'm already at a 9, you know? And then this guy came at me at an 11. So I was like,
let's go.
I'm half painted. And I'm okay, now we're going to fight, you mm-hmm. know? My husband described him as, he looked like a Berenstain Bear.
Yes.
Yeah.
All bodies are beautiful.
It was the body shape, but it was also the way he dressed himself. He had the cowboy hat. He looked like he was from a Berenstain Bear comet, you know, but I was just I'm about to fight this man.
We don't think he was a fan of drag.
I don't think he was a fan of homosexuals.
Yeah.
I think he was a bit of a bigot. Walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. You know, might be a fucking duck.
My favorite part was you sassing him in your full orange color corrected beard. And then half cut creased eye. You're just what seems to be the problem?
I just don't understand. I have somebody outside who has bought a ticket and they are not allowed inside. I just don't see what the problem is.
Coming
in hot. And then at the end of the show, after he screamed at me, at the end of the show, I went up to him. And mind you, I just want to paint the picture. I am in a green sequin, corset.
Our SQQ tour outfits.
With the peplum skirt.
Yes.
The little blazer top and the gigantic red wig. And I walk up to him and I'm just like, can I speak to you? And he's like, well, sure. And I lose my fucking mind on this man. I lost it.
Where's her mind?
Gone. And then he starts to talk and I snapped in his face and I just went, I'm not done. I'm not done. I don't like the way you spoke to me, sir. It was the faggiest thing I could have done. But I just had to.
And then afterwards she's like, Cynthia, get me out of this corset immediately.
Immediately.
And I had gloves on. I was like, oh, just one sec, babe. She's like, immediately.
I was like, no. Right now. And she was like, oh.
Okay.
Let me get you out of that. Mind you, all this is happening in Cynthia's birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. 32.
But what a great story.
Exactly. Do it for the plot, as the kids say.
Yeah. I did get to surprise you, though. I surprised you with a cake.
With red velvet cake. Honey, we've been eating that each night.
I have not been.
I've been having a little slice each night. Mm-hmm. If you can believe, I knew my costume today. I was like, flex.
Flex.
Flex. Well, yeah, no, it's delicious cake.
It's delicious. Dense. It is the heaviest cake I've ever felt in my life.
It's half finished, and it still has weight to it.
You can have a piece later. Yeah.
It's delicious. Cream cheese icing.
It's delicious.
I brought my lactose.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Fabulous.
Good.
I have non-lactose yogurt if you need some. Yeah.
But that cake definitely has lactose.
Yeah. Yes. There's some lactose in that cake. It's from Little House of Cupcakes in Essex, Ontario. A little shout out if anybody would like to get it. It is absolutely fabulous.
This whole season sponsored by.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Oh, if they want to toss us some money.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Probably not. I don't think the little cupcake place in a small town is going to be like, let's sponsor your podcast.
What are you talking about?
Are you new here?
But should we dive into this episode?
Oh yeah! Oh my god! I forgot that's what we were doing. Just goofy little girl.
That's my co-host.
That's my juice.
All right, so we're diving into episode 2 of Canada's Drag Race season 1. I have a squeaky little bar stool. Every time I move, I hear a little. I lowered these the other day, and Juice went, I didn't know those lowered.
We got them at a garage sale.
Oh, slay.
Yeah. So, and I never sit on them because they're more so just for show. But anyway.
But no tangents. Sorry, we gotta dive in.
Sorry.
Episode 2, there's this sadness in the air that Juice Box is gone. I feel like the girls are shook. No one saw it. No one saw you going home.
Well, no, I don't think so. And I think it was one of those things where a lot of them were close with me because it was Toronto heavy.
I was going to say, it's a Toronto season.
I love Lemon, but I won the lip sync. I did.
Mm-hmm. I think she had those tricks. That was the one thing. It's that classic, she can do a death drop, she can do the splits. And then Alicia was just therefore it goes to her.
Well, also I think there's something to be said about storyline. I blew my load too early.
Right.
You know, I gave them everything. What else was there to give when Lemon has such rich storyline and such a so much more to give that why wouldn't they keep her? You know? She would have keep the girl who kind of would sort of I'm not trying to downgrade myself, but I kind of didn't have a lot more to say.
Right.
So Lemon still had so much more to kind of say, like, because her whole thing was just like, I'm a dancer.
Yes.
Mine was just like, I've been 6 years sober and da, 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 and I kind of said it all.
Yeah.
So like there was so much more between my relationships with the girls, but Lemon had more to give. So I think it made more sense for her to stay.
The first episode I was in the bottom. Mm-hmm. Production wanted to talk about queer families because my father's gay. We talk about it in the season, mm-hmm. but I purposely didn't talk about it that episode. I was like, I'm not giving you that story.
No, because
I purposely was like, if you want me to talk about my gay dad, that's happening further in this season.
You're gonna have to hold on.
You're gonna have to hold on that.
Yeah,
so
that's a lot of advice I give to people who are about to go on. I go, don't blow your load too early, babe.
Yeah,
you know, keep some things close to your chest.
Breadcrumb that.
Yeah,
you're like, maybe I will talk about it later.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I've got more, but I don't feel like talking about it now.
Or do I?
Yeah, maybe.
So the cast was really, I feel like everyone was shook. It's sinking in that people are going home.
Yeah.
It's getting real.
Yeah. A lot of them were, I feel like a lot of them were pretty shocked.
Pretty shocked.
Pretty shocked. Yeah. Pretty shocked. I remember actually on my way out, this is something I didn't talk about last week, but like, I remember I turned around and I went, can I say bye?
Like, did they let you?
They let me say bye to each girl individually.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was like a whole thing. It
typically,
was very
you're
dramatic.
Like sanctioned off, like a.
It was after a leper. That. After like, that, just, like, but go. Like I literally, I think I was like so upset, and then after my moment on the stage, I think they were like, just let her say bye to everybody.
At that point, they're just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So each individual girl came up and hugged me. Priyanka, when she came up to hug me, she was like this, bye. Like she was it's like there was this glaze over her eyes. She had no idea what was
shell
happening.
Shell shocked.
Yeah. Well, because it's like I don't think it feels real until somebody goes home. Right. So I think this was them kind of taking all that in like, oh, somebody's going home.
Yeah. It's happening. You
know? It's happening. And we're Canadians. It's our first season. We never thought we'd actually be on Drag Race. So all of us are like, oh, well, not all of us. I wasn't there.
But what else? Okay, then we talk about, so everyone's getting, they de-drag, and then de-drag. It's a new day in the workroom.
Yeah, and so I did want to say one thing. I felt really bad for Lemon, because she doesn't know anybody.
Yes, she was kind of the new kid in school.
She's the new kid in school, and she just sent me home. Mm-hmm. And I'm friends with all of those girls, and then she's this new girl that they're all staring at like, you sent my friend home.
Yeah.
So like, I felt a little bad for
You're
her.
You're the juice slayer.
Bitch.
Lemon the juice slayer.
Lemon the juice slayer. That's kind of funny. But yeah. So it's a new day in the workroom.
It's a new day in the workroom. They walk in. They're feeling fresh. What happens, Juice? I saw you look at your notes.
I looked at my notes and I just wrote, Kine's arrogance is iconic.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. Okay. I feel like Kine's energy this season is like the OG self-producing queen.
Yes.
Like she wants to be the villain.
It's like she walked in and it was almost like, because Kine was never really at like shows. Like she wasn't a Toronto girl.
She was like an OG social media girl.
She's OG social media. We've done some shows together and she was always like a little cheeky at those. But like this was like cheeky on like steroids, you know?
Right.
So like I what I like about it is that it's great for TV.
Totally. You know? That's what she said. I'm going to make some good TV.
She did. And I almost wish she stayed a little bit longer.
I know. I felt like production didn't really milk that whole villain arc.
Yeah. They said, you know who our villains are? The judges.
Seriously. Yeah. This whole season, I feel like they were the unexpected villains. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we have Kine coming in, not really taking feedback well from the judges. This is kind of the main point of contention.
What does she say? She almost has a wake up Pearl moment. Yes. Like the, no, I forgive you. Mm-hmm. That's what she does with Brooke.
She forgives Brooke for the critiques. Brooke. And yeah. Brooke's like, did I fucking ask? Like, they adore.
It's so kind. All the girls around are like, I can't believe she did that. If I was there, I would have been like, work, bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
work, diva.
Work, diva. Get that camera time, cunty. Like, I love that. You know?
I remember Brooklyn. I felt like she, again, was still just like figuring out her role as host, too. Mm-hmm. So to have a contestant sass her, she's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ooh, I didn't
if I let this happen now, this mm-hmm. is going to open the floodgates for the rest of this franchise of these little Canadian brats being rude to me.
I know.
So I felt like she held her own.
She did. She did. But we basically get into the mini challenge, and the mini challenge is a little ballet.
A little ballet.
A little ballet. And I watched this, and I remember watching it at home. And I actually remember being there. I went in to film my my last confessional. And I could hear the ballet music. And I was like, at the moment, I was like, I felt so left out. Watching it, I went, you know what? Kind of happy. You know?
Oh,
how embarrassing.
That would suck. I can feel that feeling of like hearing the music on the soundstage. And you're like, they're probably having fun right now.
It was, for me, it was hearing the music and hearing them laughing.
Yes.
That's what felt bad. Uh-huh. But watching it, I went, wow, that is embarrassing. happy I didn't have to do that.
Dodge that bullet.
Dodge that weird little bullet there.
Who was a standout in the mini for you?
Priyanka.
Priyanka and her fellatio.
Yeah, her blowjob.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I felt like she went further in the line. Like, she went closer to the end. So she was like, how do I up everyone's chaotic energy? And when she went on her knees and just like unzipped the metaphorical or the mime pants.
I have a feeling there was more to it that just didn't make it to camera.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because she goes there. I love Pri.
At one point, she's a crazy girl. She holds her eye. I think something got in her eye.
Oh, yeah. See that? Exclusives. 4 years later.
4 years later.
This is the hot tea.
Yeah, well, I wasn't there. I just am saying like what
alleged,
I saw.
Allegedly.
She did have my flashlight by then. Oh, no, wait. She had my flashlight by episode 4.
Nice.
We'll get there on episode 4.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, viewers. Who else was funny? Lemon obviously killed it with her dance background. I feel like she can like turn that into comedy.
Starzy just tried to fight everyone.
Yes.
She just went around like punching everybody.
Very combative. loved it though.
She loves that. She loves to have that, like, you want to fight? Starzy would literally walk up to you. That's like her thing. She'll be like, do you want to fight? And you're like, Starzy, no.
Here to fight.
Starzy, I love you. Why are we fighting?
Let's fight.
She'll be like, I remember one time we were on a bus together and she just stopped and it got quiet and she looked at me and she went, you want to fight, don't you? I'm like, no.
Honestly, no.
I really don't want to.
Starzy,
why are we doing this?
Been over this.
I love her.
No, it was really funny. It was camp. Mm-hmm. And then Brooke segues into the maxi challenge, right? She lets the kids know what they're doing.
The maxi challenge this week is essentially Canadian heritage moments. So for those of you that don't know what a heritage moment is these things that we would watch on TV as a kid, and it would say Canadian heritage, and they were these like poorly acted commercials showing moments from Canadian history.
Mm-hmm. In between ads. It's like the government paid for these slots to be like, let's educate the nation.
Yes. There were some that were like Indigenous history, which was great, but then they were like these fantastical or like history lessons or like
Molly the dog. Little feature. Little Canadian heritage moment.
And now let's hear from our sponsor, Freddie. Freddie is one of the largest and most inclusive online prep providers. What is PrEP? PrEP is short for pre-exposure prophylaxis. PrEP is a pill that you take once a day, every day, that reduces your risk of contracting HIV by up to 99%.
Get PrEP prescribed online and have it discreetly delivered to your door for free. No more awkward, judgmental doctor visits. So visit GoFreddy.com to book a consultation and see if PrEP is right for you. So yeah, Canadian heritage moments. Mm-hmm. I was actually super jealous because I love a green screen challenge.
Get PrEP prescribed online and have it discreetly delivered to your door for free.
And we didn't get a lot because our winner
was PrEP is free for over 90% of Freddie's patients.
Fashion queen. So the season was an awkward,
judgmental doctor visit.
So Pri,
our inclusive clinicians get LGBTQS plus people healthcare.
Comedy improv challenge.
Visit GoFreddy.com to book a consultation. It's so funny because as you watch this season, she actually does really poorly in a lot of the improv challenges.
No, she kind of shits the bed.
She kind of shits the bed on a lot of them.
I love seeing Priyanka when she's not perfect. It makes me so happy.
I know. It's just like really brings her down. Mm-hmm.
Because she's so perfect all the time.
Yeah. But essentially, so we get the two groups that are going to be basically doing this green screen improv challenge.
Yeah.
So there's like one that's like suffragettes and there's one that's doing like a curing a drag disease.
And
something.
I think that was inspired by those commercials where it was like, I smell burnt toast, you know, like the medical procedures.
And then like the suffragettes one was probably for the actual suffragettes.
Yeah. Like women's rights. But for this case, it was like, it was scared me with history. Thanks, I was kidding. Like, did I get it wrong? I was like, shit.
Women have rights.
And yes, they do. But they skewed it for drag.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the twist.
Yeah. And with these, because I've never done one, you told me that they don't get a lot of time with the script.
Oh, you do not get a lot of time with the script.
Like how much?
You basically like get like your challenge broken down for you. You get the script then, and then you start filming maybe like an hour later. Tops.
Oh my God.
But here's the thing. Here's the ticker. Certain scenes go first, and then it's like your temporary memory, like you forget your lines. It's
now,
almost
could
like
I
you
write
go,
the lines on my hand?
Yeah, and then if you can act without looking like you're looking down at your hand a bunch.
See, I would just look at my hand.
Right.
I'd be very obvious with it.
Where's my eye line? We have to go now.
Now. But yeah, I feel like everybody on this one, like Tainomi was really going through it. Boa was really going through it.
Boa was struggling with the lines.
Boa was struggle bus. Yes.
Yes. She was on that struggle bus. But again, it's like really overwhelming. You have a lot of script to get through depending on your role. Mm-hmm. And I would think it's easier for the girls to do SNL style with like the cue cards, giant writing.
Yeah, but where's the challenge in that?
I know, but shit. Some people get it, some don't. The thing was on mine, not to make it about my season, they told you you could be familiar with the script. And then on set, they clocked me for words being off. And I was like, I was told I could be familiar with the script. And so then it was like,
that was them probably
fucking with you.
Fucking with you.
Yes. Because I was like, oh my God, Fifi Dobson is telling me the order of the words isn't perfect. It isn't correct. And I'm like, I didn't think that was going to be the thing to focus.
Oh no, and you didn't get Stacey McKenzie going, it's wrong. That's not the right words.
Shoulders back.
Shoulders back. You know, just a really good Stacey McKenzie impression is Kiki.
I don't doubt it.
Kiki does a really good one. Like, if a Kiki ever went back, it would be silly for her not to do Stacey McKenzie.
She should have done Stacey McKenzie the first time.
No, I don't think she knew.
Fair.
But we'll get there.
Yeah. So Boa's struggling with the lines. I empathize with that. And then you touched on it, but Tainomi, I feel like she was really going through it.
She's really going through it, but I love when Tainomi goes through because she gets very professional.
She's really stoic.
She'll be like, yes, of course. Yes, I'll get that. Thank you.
Can I get a water?
Can I get a water, please?
Thank you. Can I get a water, please? Thank you so much.
Like, it turns into so, because she, Tainomi is a consummate professional, but yeah. So when she gets into those situations, it turns on tenfold. Mm-hmm. So I felt like you'd really see her kind of going through it.
Do you think, watching it back, I couldn't tell what was happening. Was she losing her lines? Was she getting messed up about her character, like acting? Like, what do
I think
you...
it was the lines.
It was the lines?
I think it was the lines.
Okay, cool.
Where
it was the lines?
Are the lines. So yeah, I think it was just the lines.
Okay. So to confirm.
It was the lines.
It was the lines.
It was the lines. So basically they film and then we're going to go right on to the mirror chats because then we're about to hit that runway.
That runway.
Cover girl.
Mirror chats.
Mirror chats, yes.
Mirror. Be my mirror.
Mirror.
No, other hand, bitch.
It hurts. Mirror. Oh, Jesus.
Mirror.
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 Oh, my God.
Wasn't that worth it?
Was that worth it? How do you feel?
What a fun little bitch.
How did that feel?
How do you feel?
How do you feel?
Do you feel alive?
Just slice your chest open
none
on that
those
one?
Glass mosaic tiles are slicing your underarm.
No, I'm wearing a glow up to my season one, episode one outfit, and it's slicing me up just like my episode one outfit did.
There's a common pattern here with your costumes. They hack at your bare skin?
What? My middle name is Danger.
Juice Danger Box.
Juice Danger Box. So yeah, we get to the mirror chats. These ones are quite dramatic, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, Lemon's crying.
Yeah,
she's upset. I wrote in my notes, shout out to Lemon's mom.
Why?
I think I forget. But I remember, I think Lemon at one point mentions how supportive her mother is. And have you ever met Lemon's mom?
No.
Oh, she's fabulous.
I just met your mom this weekend.
Thank you. My mom is quite fab, but
really hilarious.
Lemon's mom is fab.
Okay, funny.
Funny. She's got this risky, thick accent.
From where?
I think it's British. Yeah.
That's fabulous.
It's fab. She's great. I've run into her before picking up costumes.
Yeah.
And she was picking up for Lemon. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you must be Juicebox. And she like just goes off and just like chit-chats away with you. She's great. She almost offered me a ride home.
I love that Lemon gets her mother to pick her up, her costumes up.
Oh, it's glamorous.
Mom, can you give me my costumes? The stage mom and her is like, on it.
She's like, on it. Got it for you. She's rhinestoning it.
She's like, I stoned it already.
It's very dance mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stoned it already.
I'm stoning the stones.
And then we have, then we get to talk to Starzy about getting shot
this
with
story
a gun
is intense.
It's insane.
So for a rewind refresher, Starzy was shot
multiple times
and drives herself to the hospital and then collapses. She used every ounce of her energy to get there and save her own life.
Is that fucking crazy?
That's crazy.
Like, I never know what it feels like to be shot, but like what does it feel like to be shot? I don't want to find out, but it must hurt.
I know. Next time I see her, we should ask respectfully.
I think that's disrespectful. We shouldn't ask.
But I said, no, I do you like how I tacked on a respectfully?
Respectfully. I don't think you can respectfully.
Like, I was like, respectfully.
Respectfully. I don't think you can respectfully be like, what's it like? What's that feel like? I don't think there's a respectful there.
Is it like out? Out. Like, on a scale of like is it one like to
numb?
10.
But like, is it numb? Like, do you not feel it at first?
Just laughing at my attempt. Respectfully.
Like, absolutely not. Oh my God. This is recorded too. Oh,
we won't ask, but we are very curious.
That's crazy though.
I know. What would it feel
like? Gets in the car. But it's like, but also like, I was also thinking like the pressure cooker of all of this is like, these girls are on no sleep. Yeah. They're telling the story. She's telling maybe the most dramatic story she's ever said in her life, right?
Of course.
So she's obviously like, everyone around her is crying. She's fucking beside herself. Yeah. So it's just like, it's crazy what this show puts you through. But I feel bad.
It was such an intense mirror chat.
I know.
I feel like it's one of the more intense chats the Canadian season has ever had.
I don't think anyone else has been shot.
Like.
So. Multiple times.
And drive yourself to the hospital.
Crazy.
Talk about an independent woman.
Exactly.
She's just like, I'll do it myself.
She puts on a little Rihanna while she's driving.
Hey Siri.
Hey Siri. Put on Rihanna.
Play Only Girl.
Put on Kiss It Better. Just driving.
Oh my God.
Gotta distract yourself. Starzy, is this disrespectful?
No, I was gonna say, Starzy, we love you.
We love you so much.
It's only because we're just like,
we talked to Siri.
We did.
We talked to Siri.
Oh my God, I never use my Siri. No, Starzy, we love you. We love you. I am.
I'm just astounded.
Astounded was the word.
Astounded at the strength that you must have.
I'm not gobsmacked at television very often, but this story, I remember hearing it for the first time and rewatching it, gobsmacked.
This is something that no one told me about until I watched the show. I went, hey girls, maybe we share with our sister what happened at a mirror chat when someone is shot, you know? They didn't, I watched and I went, uh-huh, what?
Oh,
fucking
horse. You're like, FOMO.
Yeah, a little FOMO. I want to hear that story. Come on.
But yeah, everyone wipes their tears, as intense that story was, and then they head to the runway.
Dun, 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 cover runway. Girl.
Run, 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 runway.
We can't afford the rights.
Yeah, no. I was like, cut that.
Cut that one.
A copyright free. One. Similar.
Who is our guest judge this week?
Oh my goodness. This week, it was none other than.
Oh my God.
It's because we've watched them in out of order. Like, we're halfway through the rewatch. I literally don't even have it down.
So we get to the runway. Mm-hmm. And what is the runway? It's Glow Up is the runway theme this week. Mm-hmm. But our guest judge is Jade Hassoun from mm-hmm. Shadowhunters. Did you watch Shadowhunters?
No.
No. This is you hunting for shadows?
Where are those damn shadows?
Where are those shadows? Where are they?
I want to find them.
I had a friend who was continuity on Shadowhunters. Alex.
Oh, cool.
Alex, actually, who I had the web series with, was continuity on Shadowhunters for a few years. Yeah, yeah. Great gig.
Oh, my goodness.
He brought the entire cast to one of my shows.
Hey, get those tips.
Jade, were you there? I don't know.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Rut row.
He does follow me, so maybe he was.
Jade was also on Ghosting, the show that my brother hosted.
Fabulous.
Yes.
So, and he is also very hot.
Yeah, you were just saying. He's really cutie.
Very hot.
He's a cutie patootie.
He is. So, hey, Jade.
Hi.
Laurie. Nice to see you again.
I'm still not used to the guest hosts.
It infuriates me. It fills me with rage.
Like, this is the one thing I want to say. It's like, Jade's a cutie. He did a great job. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I don't like this format.
I hate it.
It has nothing to do with them, though.
No.
It's
no.
I just don't think anyone makes sense other than a drag queen doing it.
I know. And I know Brooklyn needed to get over her lace front eyebrows phase, you know, for this to work. But
those are alive and strong.
Yeah, they're just right there, you know? But still. So Jade comes on. We get our judges. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey has got some kind of glittery makeup on. Mm-hmm. His makeup choices this season were very interesting.
It's giving, like, want to try Sephora products, but like don't really know what I'm gonna do with it, but like let's like make a bold choice.
Yeah,
I don't know. We were watching more episodes, and there's just points where I struggle with Jeffrey's authenticity this season.
I know, and I feel bad saying it, but
I feel bad saying that, but I feel like he's acting the whole time.
Yeah,
he's like, got a role.
Brooke is extremely authentic the whole season. Stacey is the most authentic person there. Stacey should still be there.
I know.
I love her so much.
I miss her so much.
I know. Not, we love Tracy. Don't get me wrong.
Both. We want both.
But I would love both.
Yeah.
You know, if we could have both, it would be fabulous. Mm-hmm. I love Tracy, but Stacey is just a great judge.
She's cool.
Oh, she's just so fun. But yeah, Brooke is extremely genuine. And I just feel like Jeffrey the whole time. Like, if you really want like a good Easter egg when you're watching this, watch Jeffrey doing the lip syncs.
Yeah. He's acting.
He's acting.
It's acting.
Wow. Ooh.
It's the still faces being like.
There's lots of quippy like, ooh, like it feels very like
I'm playing RuPaul for Halloween.
Yeah, it's a little acty.
Yeah,
you know,
I know that's shady, but we got to say something. He was kind of the sacrificial lamb for, I know, season,
for
one.
Season one. You know, it's like there's not a lot of great things happening.
Just like
there.
A photo of him.
Just a shot. So yeah, the runway this week was Glow Up.
Who were your standouts?
Who are my standouts this week? I really, really, really enjoyed.
No standouts?
I'm just having trouble remembering a lot of them.
No, we're having trouble remembering where everything. We are.
Well, I wrote down I love Lemon in a Gown.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote I need to know where Starsy finds these pageants. Because Starsy's Glow Up was from her first pageant, the Miss Endangered Species pageant.
Yeah, where does that come from? Like, when do
like,
you...
Like, how can...
How do you enter that competition?
You know what? You know which one I'm going to enter? Miss Endangered Species. That's the one I want to win. You know?
What were you going to do? Because essentially this runway was...
Oh, yeah. This is our first new segment. What was Juice going to wear?
Yes.
I was going to wear it was a silk layered peach mini dress.
Okay, cute.
With a long braid covered in butterflies.
I know the one.
And little butterflies on my shoe. And I had little butterflies on my nails. And I had butterfly earrings and butterfly rings because my glow up was from a peach crop top and a flower crown with butterflies in it.
I was going to say, were there butterflies somewhere in that original look?
There was.
Okay, good.
There was butterflies. It was a flower crown with butterflies. So I just had like kind of like pretty butterflies everywhere. So I was going to walk out and just be like, springtime.
Springtime, everyone, in this freezing sound stage.
So fucking cold. So yeah, I didn't really have a lot of standouts. I didn't think anyone really like, the fashion on this season isn't the best.
That's fair. No standouts.
There's no real standouts. What about you? What about you?
I just quickly looked. I remember Tainomi kind of looked like a knight. Like they had like a...
That was a standout for you.
Not in a great way,
though. Okay. I was
no,
like...
I just kind of... I remember like that one stood out. I was like a ooh.
Yeah. Well, and then Kine came out as Ursula, but not Ursula.
Oh, right. Jeffrey had a problem with the body paint, like the purple stopping.
The purple just stopped at the neck and like didn't really go anywhere else. And like if you're Ursula, like why don't you have tentacles? You know, and it's just like, and the hair was not great.
It was awkward because some of the girls, they'd be like, I think your first attempt at this was better.
It was like better.
For it to be an elevated drag look, it's like, maybe just go back to square one.
Yeah, square one was great, babe.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like, I felt like with this one, it was not to say that the best look went home already, but
all season it's just gonna be like
ding. Would have looked great, but
oh yeah, you should send me all your photo shoots.
I will.
All the assets.
Yeah, the assets. I looked fabulous.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing really stood out. It was kind of a weak runway for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But who's our bottom two this week? We had,
so our bottom two were Tainomi Banks and Kine. Which was like, we kind of saw that coming.
Yeah.
Boa, I think, was close to the bottom. Mm-hmm. But, and our winner this week.
Who took that win? It was, wasn't it?
Oh my God. We really need to write better notes. Let me look.
You need the SNL cue cards.
I need SNL cue
cards.
Yeah,
we do.
We'll have to do a quick little thing for the next one. I have it right here. Don't worry. Crave. I am going to go back because our winner this week is Lemon. And I just looked at the outfit again. She looked the best.
So her performance in the maxi you loved, I thought she was really, really funny.
It was really funny. The look is incredible. Like her in this like kind of like gray side to side gown with the side parted wig. She looks fab. And it's also like such a great story because she was episode one in the bottom. made it to the top the next episode and won, right?
We
it's
love
a
an
great
arc.
It's a great little arc, and she was the best. It didn't feel produced. It made sense for her to win that one. And our bottom two is Tainomi and Kine, who were the worst. I have a feeling Kine wasn't that bad, but her look was pretty bad, and I think her attitude brought her in the bottom. I have a feeling it probably should have been Boa.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like in other seasons, when you're a villain, it can almost help you out in the long run because they keep you around.
They do. And
to stir drama.
Boa's look was better than Kine's. Like, Boa had that corset with the white pieces coming up, and she looked quite good. And she had her little, like, she flashed her pasties. So she had a great little look, and Kine's was worse. So it's just kind of like the grading was strange here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Kine was in the bottom. Yep. And then they do the Deborah Cox song, I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get... If you can read my mind. There it is.
There it is.
Oh, that's not Deborah Cox. That's,
Sinead.
No. Studio 54.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you said it was Deborah, I was not Deborah Cox. They saved that song for her week of judging.
No, yeah, it wasn't Deborah Cox. It was... Oh, my God. We really need to make better notes for the next episode.
cut to our meeting where she's like, we'll just vibe.
We'll just, like, vibe
I was like, okay, nope. Okay, sure.
Okay, and now I'm like, oh, my God.
Like, oh, my God, Cynthia. It's like...
Cynthia, our notes. They're so bad.
Where are notes?
Where are the notes? she's going to choke me after this episode.
I just was like, I would have taken crazier notes. But...
No, it's fine. But yeah, so they lip sync, and it was one of those things where it was like, you knew Kine was leaving.
Yeah.
You know.
You could feel it in the air.
You could smell it.
Yeah.
You could smell it.
And then don't they have this hilarious moment where she whispers into Tainomi's ear, where she's like, this is my moment.
I know, and a lot of people got mad because they thought that was her saying, this is my moment, stop crying, it's about me. But it was actually Kine saying, you're not leaving, babe. This is my time to leave. Don't get so upset. You won.
It's not the same thing.
I think it's her saying, like, it's okay. I think it was her kind of almost consoling her.
It made me laugh so hard.
Because if you see Tainomi laughs. Like, they had a moment, like a funny moment together. She just goes, oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, it's interesting. The way I watched that clip, it seemed like Kine was a little pressed that Ty was going through too many emotions for safe. And then she was like, I'm going home. Like,
this is my moment.
This is my moment.
Oh, I didn't get that.
It's so funny. And I think the absurdity of it, or like the shock value of it, made Tainomi kind of like click into things and be like, oh my God. Like, I think I love Kine. I like her energy on this season. Mm-hmm. I would maybe describe her as maybe more intense.
She is more intense, but with Tainomi, I know Tainomi enough where I know that laugh, and that's a you're so right,
right
kind of laugh. That's a
she broke and she's like, yeah, she's like, no thanks.
She's like, you're right. That's you're so funny. Like, it is your time.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think it was as aggressive as people thought.
I definitely watched it as aggressive. I was ooh, fiery. No, I kind of liked it though.
But yeah, so Kine gets obviously eliminated. Yeah. You know, see you on the internet, and leaves.
Yeah.
And what I was kind of alluding to last week with Kine was when we all kind of got back together and we had like our big final night and they like fed us all. It was after the finale.
Season's wrapped.
Kine gets on a chair and she apologizes to all of us. So she's like, hey guys, I just wanted to reach out an apology and say, like, I understand I was probably a little intense, or I was probably a little kind of like snarky, but like, you know, I didn't mean it, and I'm just not used to being in a space like this. So, like, I just want to say, like, I love you guys, and I'm really sorry. It was really nice, and we were all like, oh, my God, Kine. Like, that's so nice. And then she sang a Shirley Bassey song.
She sang.
I think she was drunk. She, like, got on the chair and started singing.
Like, that was her own. She introduced herself. She kind of, like, introduced herself on the mic.
No, later. She got on a chair again and started singing.
I thought the apology transitioned right into that song.
Oh, no.
And I was like.
I might have. I think it was shortly after. It was not. Hours after, it was very shortly after, but they were two separate things. Yeah. It was an apology and then I am what I am.
Speaking of singing for your supper, a track by me.
Yeah, she gave us a little song.
Damn.
So yeah, she's a funny one.
She is
a funny one.
She's a funny little duck.
She's a funny little duddy.
She's got a book tour right now.
Oh, which brings us to our next segment. Where are they now?
Where are they now?
Where are they? Where have you been all my life?
Where are you now? Where are you now?
So Kine essentially dropped everything Drag Race out of her life.
Yeah.
She disassociated with it because she was heavily bullied on my season. Right. Heavily bullied. Like, people were very unkind to her. So she dropped all of it, and then...
They were unkind.
Bam, 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 bam. And then she went immediately into TikTok.
Right.
Math TikToks.
Yes.
And got so famous.
So famous.
So famous.
Who knew math was the ticket?
Just insane. She's on a book tour right now for her brand new book that she's been working on for, like, I don't know, a few years.
It's math related as well, right?
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I would think.
And then she has over, I think it's 2 million followers on TikTok.
It's wild.
It's wild. She travels the world. Like, she's doing these TikToks everywhere. And it's just learning math, you know?
Because
she's
super informative.
Yeah,
she breaks it down in this way where it's very watchable.
Mm-hmm. But she has her master's in math.
Yeah, you can tell she's a smarty. She's a
smart cookie. Yeah. So she really came up from the ashes, mm-hmm. you know, and she really came around to things. She never talks in the group chat.
No, is she the quiet one?
She's the quiet one. But when she does, it's so cunty and I love it.
It's to share tickets to her book tour?
No, it'll just be like, she'll just say something sassy. And so when somebody really needs to hear something, she'll like pop in. And every single time I'm like, oh, I love when Kyne says something.
Ooh, it's very mic drop energy.
Very. Yeah. It's when somebody really needs to hear something, Kyne will just be like, well, I think this. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, Kyne's here. Oh. It's fab. I love it.
I feel like Kyne and I have interacted more on Instagram, funny enough, like this month.
Really?
Yeah, super randomly. I think it was one of our posts together or something. Maybe it, like, the algorithm bubbled in a different way. Where it was like, here's Cynthia. And so we've been interacting more.
I love that. I'm a really
I love Kyne's content.
I love Kyne's content. I'm a really big, I'm always going to be a cheerleader for Kyne. Mm-hmm. You know, being like early out girls and being on the same season and just seeing the success that she's had from the show. And, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm always a big Kyne fan.
Of course.
And she's done great for herself.
And is the channel still active?
Like her YouTube channel?
Yeah.
I think so, but I think she's more TikTok based.
She's more of a TikTok girl.
I think it's more TikTok. Yeah. Yeah.
Super fair.
Super fair.
Well, we'll miss you, Kyne.
No, bye. I wish she stayed longer. I wanted more drama.
I know. But I felt like that your season has a lot of fiery energies.
Yeah.
So like they were fine for drama. They weren't like
there was a lot
scraping
of
scraping the barrel.
Yeah.
I feel like if it was my season, Kyne would have been around for so much longer.
Kyne would have been top three.
Okay. Like literally.
So what'd you think of the episode?
Really great.
Really? I thought it was a bit boring.
But also, you know, I love this season. I love the first season. I feel like it's very watchable the whole time. Like, you have favorites. Like, I don't know, just the energy, the arc of Tynomi.
Yeah.
The ice thinning underneath her. It's like,
oh.
Cry Nomi Banks.
Yeah, behind the scenes, they called her Cry Nomi Banks because she cried all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Constantly crying. I guess, like, even off camera, she was crying in her room. She called it, what did she say she called it? She called it wet up me pillow, I think is what she said.
Okay.
I'm the whitest person in the world the way I say it. But I think she would just, like, cry. Essentially, she said she would, like, cry herself to sleep.
Aww.
It's a very stressful thing.
But as a viewer, it was, like, popcorn. Oh, as a viewer, it's
fabulous, you know? But, you know, I remember once she told me that it was day two.
That's how Tynomi asked for food. Can I get some?
She does. She'll go, I want to num 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 num. But I remember it was Tynomi told me that day, I think it was episode 3, they were sitting there and they were so cold. And she looked at everybody and she just sat there for a second and went, juice is so warm right now. And they were like, bitch.
You know it's cold when heating is the envy of the group.
Yeah. And you know what they do? I didn't tell you this on episode 1.
I know. You kept saying things about episode 1. I was like, diva.
I know. I have little things.
You'll have your little tangents
all season. I'll throw them all in all season. So when you get eliminated, we're freezing, by the way. We're freezing cold. So you get eliminated. And then they bring you to this room, warm, with blankets and snacks.
Ain't that funny?
And they have a dog in it. Rest in peace, Debbie. I know. Little dog. And they go, do you want to spend time with Debbie? And then you get to hold Debbie, the happy little dog.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, and it's warm. They give you blankets. Isn't that funny? At one point, I looked at them and I went, is this Ruby been here the whole time? And they went, yeah. Psychological warfare.
That's crazy.
So Kyne probably went into the lovely warm room with Debbie.
Oh god.
Psychological warfare.
First season. Learnings.
Again, love them, but you know.
That's wild. Has this room been here the whole time?
Yeah,
it's been here. Yep. We've been cozy.
But yeah. So that was the episode.
That was the episode. So much fun. Mm-hmm. Now time for our segment. What mean thing did Jeffrey Boyer Chapman say?
Ding, ding, ding. And when I fed her her lines, she got them. And even when she got them, it was still lackluster. That's me paraphrasing a bit, but that's essentially what it was. So this one, he wasn't too mean on this episode.
I don't know. He was getting pretty sharp.
He got a little sharp, but he I feel like he was pretty, he was a little, I felt like Brooke was the one who was a bit spicier on this one. Yeah. But yeah, Jeffrey, I think pulled back a little bit. I think he went, made Juice cry last week.
Yeah, literally. Okay. Made a queen spiral for her life.
Spiral for her life. Maybe I'm going to pull back a little bit. Yeah.
For now.
But thank you guys so much for joining us for another week of our Semi-Qualified Queen Season 1 Rewind. We really appreciate it. Cynthia is going to let you know where you can find us on socials.
Oh my God. You can find us on Instagram at Semi-Qualified Queens Pod, on Twitter at SQQPOD. And then our email is semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And if you're watching this on YouTube, it is semiqualifiedqueenspod on YouTube. And we will see you guys next week with season 1, episode 3 for Semi-Qualified Queens. Bye.
Hit that subscribe button. Hit that little bell. I love
saying that. Hit that little bell. I know. And if you're listening to this anywhere where you can listen to podcasts, thank you so much. Or you can listen to us on the Sonar Network. Ding. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.